September 18th, the Barrett Brownings combine. On this day in 1846, the poet and writer Robert Browning and the poetess Elizabeth Barrett decided to elope together. Though several years older than Browning, Elizabeth became a loving wife and a muse to her husband. Some of his work had not been well received, like his poem Sordello. Carlyle claimed that his wife had read Sordello all the way through and could not tell whether Sordello was a man, a city, or a book. Soon, however, his work gained more popularity, as in his famous Pied Piper of Hamelin. Here is the beginning of that well-known poem. Hamelin towns in Brunswick, by famous Hanover City. The river Weser, deep and wide, washes its wall on the southern side. A pleasanter spot you never spied. But when begins my ditty? Almost 500 years ago, to see the townsfolk suffer so from vermin was a pity. Rats. Unlike the narrative tone of Robert's poem, Elizabeth's writing is more expressive of her feelings. This is from her poem, The Soul's Travelling. God, God, with a child's voice I cry, weak, sad, confidingly. God, God, thou knowest, eyelids raised not always up unto thy love, as none of ours are, droop as ours o'er many a tear. Thou knowest, though, thy universe is broad, two little tears suffice to cover all. Thou knowest, thou who art so prodigal of beauty, we are oft but stricken deer, expiring in the woods that care for none. Of those delightsome flowers they die upon. Today I reflect on the strength that love can give to two people.